Coach Chuck Priori, defensive lineman Taylor Ballesta, and wide receiver RJ Lamar. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Rob.
Before we begin this morning, Coach, certainly condolences on the passing of Coach Collins. How difficult has that been to deal with, and how have you dealt with it with your guys?
I appreciate that, Rob, and I appreciate all the CAA coaches that reached out and the conference. Difficult time for us. Brian was just a great person, first and foremost, and certainly helped us get better. So we miss him, and we will be honoring him this year at the Delaware game as our opening game, as we should.
Last season, I know it didn't go the way that you wanted with a really young team. What's been the process throughout the spring and summer to get it back to the Stony Brook standards?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think one of the first things is not to worry about things that happened in the past and always look to the future. And I think this group of players that came back in January and the ones we've added in May and June has done a great job with that. It's about who you are today. It's a standard over feeling, as we've come to know, and it's a work ethic and commitment to being better. So, we're excited about the group of guys we have and the culture that's here. And I think you said it, Beck, Stony Brook has a standard of play, and we will be back to that.
First question this morning from Michael Anderson. Good morning, Mike.
Coach Priore, it's good to see you.
Hello, Michael.
So I guess I'll start with this. So you have yourself an offensive coordinator for the first time since 2019, I believe. Andrew Dresner came over from Maine. Obviously, that was a team with a good skill group. They moved the ball well. You got to see that on homecoming. And now he's calling plays for you. So just how is the offense going to be different this year now with Coach Dresner calling those plays?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're excited about Dress being with us. He's got experience and talent at play calling. He's got an offense that's very diverse, both in the run game and the pass game. Very good team on third down statistically, in the red zone statistically. I think he's created a great culture with our group, and he's a guy that can get kids to play better. So we're excited about him and his development of our offense.
Great. And you've got a new quarterback in town, too. He's an FBS guy, Casey Case. He was at Buffalo for 3 years, didn't throw a pass. So we don't really know much about him in the media. What can you tell us about Casey? And do you have an idea of whether or not he's QB1 right now? Or you still having a battle in training camp? What's it going to be?
First, Casey is a tremendous person. Graduated college in 3 years. Was a new number two guy there, threw a lot of passes, just didn't happen to be in a game situation. He over the course of spring and summer, won the starting job. So Casey is our starting quarterback for game one. I'm excited about that. We have some other good guys in the room, which is good also. But, Casey's strength is his ability from the shoulders up. He really learned Coach Dresden's offense well, and I think he'll operate it correctly.
Awesome. You've got more than just a new quarterback, obviously. I mean, you brought in a ton of transfers. You guys are actually towards the top of the leaderboard in FBS to FCS transfers. I think you got 15 right now going for you. So what does bringing in guys from FBS programs do for your team, which is currently in somewhat of a retool or a rebuild?
Yeah, well, I think the first and foremost is the guys we have coming back, the two in the picture down below here, we have a good group that was coming back. I thought it was important for us to, as you articulated, is continue to build our roster correctly. And I think we were able to do that over the course of January through June, bringing guys that would blend into our culture at needs that we had. And obviously also talented players. I think the FBS conversation, as you mentioned, it's where it landed, to be honest with you. Good players who had been on the field in certain aspects, and I think it add to our athleticism on the field. And we have them at all positions. We took them at all positions. And so excited about our roster from that perspective also.
Awesome. Okay. So then I have one more for you, and then I'll give the floor to my media colleagues. So this one is about the run game. Obviously, that's your bread and butter. The run game suffered last year from a couple of factors, right? The top five backs got hurt. Quarterback play wasn't very good. Offensive line play wasn't much better. So that's going to hurt the run game. But this year, you've got Roland Dempster back healthy. You got Ross Tallarico back after a breakout season. You got a couple of capable backups who were available. So how do you like your running game coming into this season?
Yeah, you know, I thought the spring went very well. I think Coach Dressner's run game and the things he does creating mismatches angles is correct. As you articulated, you know, we're anticipating Roland to be a top guy, not only on our team, but in the conference. You know, Ross was able to come in and do some pretty neat things as a walk-on defensive player the year before, and got a couple of transfers that came in. Kai Carson and Johnny Martin both come from FBS programs that had great springs. So, you know, I think we have four guys that will represent correctly, and I believe we're much better up front at this time. So excited about it, and it'll be part of what we do. It won't be just what we do.
Thank you, Coach.
Got it.
Next question from Roger. Go ahead, Roger.
Hey, guys. Hey, Coach. How are you?
Roger, how are you?
Good. I'm going to start with a couple each for the two players. You know, maybe we can just do Taylor and then RJ. First question. Coach Collins, everybody had a different sort of experience in knowing him. Can you share with us, you know, a little bit about your experience with Coach Collins and how you envision he will be missed?
Yeah, sure. I've had the opportunity to know Coach Collins for about 5 years now. I had the opportunity to play for him at Post, and then got to come to Stony Brook, where he was my defensive line coach. And I got to know him on a very personal level at Stony Brook here. And Coach Collins was just a guy that, like Coach Priori said, was a great person and really cared about us and made it an effort to bond with his players on a personal level and really gave back to us. He's going to be missed a great deal. And all that we can really do is take his beliefs and continue to work towards what he wanted going towards the season.
RJ?
Yeah, it was really crazy when I heard the news. You know, we're going to miss him a lot. He was definitely loved and respected by everybody. But one thing about him for sure, that he always came in, he was about his business. You know, he didn't play no games. He was always about the work. So I feel like that's something that's going to live on, just not, you know, it's still going to be here, not just because he's gone, you know what I'm saying? So we're motivated and we're excited to get going.
And another player question, we can do it the other way, RJ first and then Taylor. Being picked 14th out of 15 probably doesn't land real well for you guys. How are you guys taking it, digesting it, using it?
Well, in the world of social media, you know, obviously you're going to see it, but honestly, we're not really concerned with that. We don't concern ourselves with outside opinion. We're going to continue to do what we do. We know the culture that we got here, the people we got here. We believe in ourselves, and that's really all we're focused on. Excited to show what we can do.
Taylor?
Yeah, pretty much what RJ said. You know, we're internalizing everything as a group. We're really not worried about outside opinions at this time. We know what we've done over the last 8 weeks of summer and then over the spring and winter. And we're just taking it day by day, building and bonding as a group. And we're really excited about what's coming in August.
Great. And Chuck, a couple for you. One is sort of related to the question Michael asked about the transfers coming from the FBS division. Do you see any kind of a pattern with people transferring from FBS into your division, you know, that correlates with success at your level, motivation, second chance concept, things like that?
Yeah, I'd have to, you know, agree with that statement. You know, at Stony Brook here throughout my career, we have been involved in the transfer process. It's been something that's been very good to us over the years. So it's not a stranger to our campus, our team, our culture, or me as a head football coach. I do believe they come in with an edge, but they will start the same way every person that comes into this program. They'll start as a backup and they'll earn their opportunity. And Casey earned his opportunity during spring ball and summer ball to be our starting quarterback. He did not come in. He did not take the first reps originally, but I think the trend of those kids, an opportunity that's there. And I think the other thing, they were excited about joining our culture. They came on their visits. They saw what we had and what we created, our facilities we have. And as Taylor and RJ said, it's about us and what we do. It's not about outside opinion.
Chuck, the one of the big additions that you guys have, and certainly I think important from the area where you play, the punter who's transferred in from Maryland, he's got some pretty good numbers after his time with the Terrapins. How impactful can a punter be for you? And how big a deal do you see his arrival as?
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, when you go out and look at your program, you want to get better at anything and anything you can. And we brought in a transfer place kicker, kid field goal guy who is very successful. And then obviously the punter from Long Island, Chaminade High School graduate. And he's an accomplished punter at the Big Ten level. You know, you talk about things. How can we create a fourth down for our offense and change field position? And I think those are things that honestly make a difference. And if you look at the CAA, the CAA's top punters are elite and make a difference. And so we're hoping for that.
Chuck, how did you tell the team to handle 14 out of 15?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't know about it till I saw the email that was sent out by our office, and I sort of giggled and said, I might have voted for us at the same place. You're coming from a subpar season from our standards. I don't think it should be any different. A lot of newcomers, a lot of guys that have things to prove, but I think our team will handle it correctly. We report on Sunday. We'll be excited about the 5 o'clock team meeting, and we'll be excited about Tuesday morning's practice. And no, I think the two leaders down low said it best, is we're going to mind our business and do our thing.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Roger.
Got time for two more. One from Azar. Go ahead, Azar.
Yeah. Hey, Coach. I was basically wondering, based off of last season, how things came out. It was, you know, with a 2-9 record, 2-7 record. I'm sorry. You did a lot of retooling. The first question is, what's the first step into getting this program back on course to a successful season?
Yeah, it was, you know, and it was looking at myself and making sure I put myself in the correct place to be the best leader for this team. And so that was where the starting point was, to be honest with you, come December 1st. Fortunate enough to have a great staff, great support by our administration on campus. And, you know, Stony Brook has been an interesting place to work out. This will be my 18th year. We've had the highs and lows, more highs than lows. And I honestly believe that, you know, what we have in place here will stand the test of time as we move forward, and it'll be a positive fall in 23.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And last one from Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, Coach. With your 2-9 season that you had last year, what improvements and changes did you and your staff make to hopefully improve that record this upcoming season?
Well, I think when you start with, you go back and look at how you prepared and things you did. And, you know, a lot of it, as Taylor and RJ we'll talk about was a leadership council, and was starting at the core of what means being great. And I think we set a standard. You know, our motto is standard over feelings. And we set a standard of what our expectations was of myself, our coaches, our players, our support staff. And, you know, we followed the blueprint. And I'm proud of this team for following the blueprint. And I'm excited about working with the support staff that's followed this blueprint. And, you know, we all know this, that that as you move forward in life, we saw a very fragile time with losing Coach Collins. So we're going to worry about today. We're going to take care of today, and we're going to move forward tomorrow.
All right, Chuck, RJ, Taylor, thanks so much for taking time with us. Good luck as the season gets underway here shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you.